Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steelsmith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, my message is entitled Be Still. I arrived back into Cape Town a week ago after a hectic few months of business travel in the US and Australia. And yet all the while back here in Manenberg, chaos, killings, and confusion had reigned. One of my dear late father's favorite scriptures was Psalm 46:10. And in the New King James Version, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And in the NASB, it says, "Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth." Yet again, this passage has been a powerful and timely reminder to me this week. It's been a crazy week of gang funerals and gang violence. And for me, getting up to speed with the so-called state of the nation in the various communities that we serve. And yet this week has been a great opportunity for me to not automatically swing into solving mode, but rather to start out in listening mode. So this week I've tried to spend time being still and listening rather than talking. And that's probably been a welcome change. I've been listening to the communities, listening to the streets, and most importantly, listening to that still, small inner voice, the Holy Spirit. The intentional quiet moments this week have allowed me to think, reflect, and pray. And to stop striving and to let God do his thing. As the passage says, stop striving and know that I am God. That just about sums up this simple yet powerful passage. Stop, be still, know. Sometimes we just need to stop, slow down, smell the roses, look in the mountains and realize that God created this majestic world for his glory, but also for our enjoyment. And if we don't take time to rest, to take a quiet moment, how can we stop and realize how magnificent creation is and thus really enjoy and appreciate it? One message that always rings out loudly to me with this passage is simply to know that God is God and therefore that we are not. And he's to be honored amongst all the nations. And how awesome is the rest that we can take in that statement? You see, if God is to be honored amongst the nations, he really must be God. And if he's God, then we can rest safely and soundly in the knowledge that as we are in the quiet moment, we are not striving. He is still in control, and it's all going to be okay. As the old Amy Grant song says, "Angels watching over me every move I make. Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me every step I take. Angels watching over me." So as we rest, God watches. Proverbs 19:21 in the NIV says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's will that prevails." And in the Message translation, it says, "We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails." And this ties in perfectly with Psalm 46:10. My plan this week was to use virtually every waking moment tied up in business meetings or in meetings with the gang lads and getting up to speed with that which had been happening in the kingdom of darkness whilst I've been away. But thankfully, instead, I spent time in the kingdom of light and instead have therefore allowed God to give me answers to questions that I had about what is best and most needed in both the business scenarios that I'm facing, but particularly in the communities that I love most. I may have been blessed to achieve much in my striving and busyness, but God achieved more in, for, and probably even through me in the quiet moments as I walked and prayed and listened. True to his word, his plans and purposes prevailed. Sometimes as believers, we're like young lighties who simply don't want to go to bed. But God wants us to take a quiet moment and to be quiet before him whilst we acknowledge his presence. So it's been a beautiful week full of deep emotions, wonderful reunions, tragic reminders, and fruitful discussions, but with enough quiet moments that I've been able to rest in him and remembering that God is God and I'm not. Friends, my prayer for us all this week is that we might listen out for and hear that still small voice, that we might all rest and find solitude, clarity, and comfort in the quiet moments before God, that we may remember to slow down, stop, be still, and stop striving, and that we will remember that God is God and we're not, and also that we'll be smart enough to realize how truly and deeply wonderful that statement is. Have a blessed week ahead, friends. This is Andy Steelsmith.